Let's read together 2 Chronicles chapters 10, 11, and 12. In these three chapters, we have the account of the division of the United Kingdom of Israel into the Northern Kingdom of Israel under King Jeroboam I and the Southern Kingdom of Judah under King Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. Let's begin by reading the first five verses of chapter 10. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. So it happened when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard it, that Jeroboam returned from Egypt. Then they sent for him and called him. And Jeroboam and all Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you." So Rehoboam said to them, "Come back to me after 3 days." And the people departed. Let's begin our study this morning with some background notes. At the end of 2 Chronicles chapter 9, we read about the death of King Solomon and his burial in the royal tombs of Jerusalem. So now, after 120 years of a united kingdom under King Saul, David, and Solomon, the kingdom divides into two kingdoms when King Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, comes to power. We read in verse 1 that Rehoboam went from Jerusalem north to Shechem to be crowned king. But verse 2 shows us that there would be friction ahead because Jeroboam returned from Egypt at this time. We read the story of Jeroboam back in 1 Kings chapter 11. The prophet Ahijah came to Jeroboam and dramatically prophesied that Jeroboam would become king over the 10 northern tribes of Israel. When Solomon got wind of this, he tried to kill Jeroboam, but Jeroboam escaped to Egypt. Now here in 2 Chronicles chapter 10, we see that Jeroboam returned from Egypt after Solomon's death and became the spokesman for the northern 10 tribes of Israel. Doctrinal point number one, unwise decisions result in division. Unwise decisions result in division. Let's read the rest of chapter 10. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived, saying, "How do you advise me to answer these people?" And they spoke to him, saying, "If you are kind to these people and please them and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever." But Rehoboam rejected the advice which the elders had given him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king had directed, and he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions." So the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of events was from God, that the Lord might fulfill his word, which he had spoken by the hand of Ahijah, the Shilonite, to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. So all Israel departed to their tents, but Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel who dwelt in the cities of Judah. In these verses, we see that King Rehoboam made a terrible decision, and the kingdom of Israel was split as a result. The elders who had served with King Solomon and had much more experience and wisdom advised Rehoboam to go easy on the people and lighten their load and not overtax them. But Rehoboam chose to follow the unwise counsel of his young friends who advised Rehoboam to come down harder on the people and tax them heavier. Instead of giving a gentle answer, Rehoboam gave a harsh word to the people. Verses 10 and 11, "My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions," that is, scourges, or whips with sharp pieces of metal. As a result of this unwise decision, the kingdom of Israel divided and the northern 10 tribes followed Jeroboam the First. Unwise decisions cause division today in the family, in the church, in ministries, in the nation. Rehoboam should have sought the Lord and should have followed wise counsel. Let us not fail as Rehoboam did. Unwise decisions result in division. Doctrinal point number two, unwise decisions result in decline. Unwise decisions result in decline. Let's read from chapter 11. Now when Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled from the house of Judah and Benjamin 180,000 chosen men who were warriors to fight against Israel, that he might restore the kingdom to Rehoboam. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, "Speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, Thus says the Lord, you shall not go up or fight against your brethren. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is from me." Therefore they obeyed the words of the Lord and turned back from attacking Jeroboam. So Rehoboam dwelt in Jerusalem and built cities for defense in Judah. And in verses 6 through 10, we have a listing of these fortified cities. Verse 11, "And he fortified the strongholds and put captains in them and stores of food, oil, and wine. Also in every city he put shields and spears and made them very strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. And from all their territories, the priests and the Levites, who were in all Israel, took their stand with him. For the Levites left their common lands and their possessions and came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam and his sons had rejected them from serving as priests to the Lord. Then Jeroboam appointed for himself priests for the high places, for the goat and the calf idols which he had made. And after the Levites left, those from all the tribes of Israel, such as set their heart to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice to the Lord God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, strong for 3 years, because they walked in the way of David and Solomon for 3 years. Now Rehoboam loved Maachah, the granddaughter of Absalom, more than all his wives and his concubines. For he took 18 wives and 60 concubines and begot 28 sons and 60 daughters. And Rehoboam appointed Abijah, the son of Maachah, as chief, to be leader among his brothers, for he intended to make him king. He dealt wisely and dispersed some of his sons throughout all the territories of Judah and Benjamin to every fortified city, and he gave them provisions in abundance. He also sought many wives for them. In this chapter, we see some wise decisions, but we also see some unwise decisions as well. Rehoboam made a wise decision when he listened to the word of the Lord through the prophet Shemaiah and decided to back off from trying to restore the united kingdom by force. Notice, by the way, that God said in verse 4, "This thing is from me." And back in verse 15 of chapter 10, we read that the divided kingdom was a turn of events from God. Now, how do we explain this? The point here is that God can use all events, including good and bad decisions of people, to accomplish his purposes. And God had determined that the united kingdom of Israel was going to be broken up because of its idolatry. We see here in verse 15 that Jeroboam continued and increased the idolatry of the northern kingdom by making unwise decisions and setting up his own priesthood and setting up idolatrous shrines, including goat idols and the two golden calf idolatrous shrines at Dan and Bethel. Now we see a few more wise decisions that King Rehoboam made in this chapter. He wisely built up cities for defense in Judah, verses 5 through 12. He wisely allowed the priests and Levites and godly Hebrews from the north to migrate south to be near the Lord's temple in Jerusalem, verses 13 through 18. We see in verse 18 that these folks strengthened the southern kingdom of Judah. And we see in verse 23 that Rehoboam acted wisely in spreading his sons around the country. Well, then why is our doctrinal point, unwise decisions result in decline? Because not only did Jeroboam make unwise decisions, but overall, Rehoboam continued to make unwise decisions as well. In verses 18 through 23, we see that he deliberately disobeyed the Lord and married 18 wives and had 60 concubines, and he even helped his sons to disobey the Lord with many wives. And chapter 12, verse 1, sums it all up by saying that he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel along with him. As a result, both the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah continued to decline until they were conquered by the Assyrians and the Babylonians, respectively. And unwise decisions today lead to decline as well. Now, let me ask you, where are you in your walk with the Lord right now? What kind of decisions are you making? Are you moving ahead or going downhill, spiritually speaking? Unwise decisions result in decline. And doctrinal point number three, unwise decisions result in discipline. Unwise decisions result in discipline. Let's read from chapter 12. And it happened in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem because they had transgressed against the Lord. And he took the fortified cities of Judah and came to Jerusalem. Then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam and the leaders of Judah who were gathered together in Jerusalem because of Shishak and said to them, "Thus says the Lord, you have forsaken me, and therefore I have left you in the hand of Shishak." So the leaders of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, "The Lord is righteous." Now when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, "My wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they will be his servants." Thus King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. Now Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem. And he did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. So Rehoboam rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. Then Abijah, his son, reigned in his place. The good news in this chapter is that Rehoboam and the kingdom of Judah periodically humbled themselves so that the kingdom was not completely destroyed. The sad news is that God had to discipline Rehoboam and his kingdom for their evil ways and because they forsook the Lord, verses 1 and 14. God disciplined King Rehoboam and Judah by allowing Egyptian forces under Shishak, king of Egypt, to invade the land and conquer many of the fortified cities of Judah. We see that the Lord further disciplined King Rehoboam by continuous war with King Jeroboam in the north. Verse 15, let me ask you, are you being disciplined by the Lord right now because of unwise decisions? Unwise decisions result in discipline. Practical application. Do the right thing regardless of the cost. Do the right thing regardless of the cost. We saw in chapter 11 that the Levites and the godly people in the north did the right thing and separated themselves from the false system of worship that Jeroboam had set up. They migrated south so that they could be near the true temple of the Lord. And they did so at great cost. Verse 14 of chapter 11 says that they left their pasture lands and their property and probably some relatives and friends who decided to stay in the false system of the north. Separation from evil, including false doctrine, can be costly, but it's the right thing to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 says to separate from what is unclean. Do the right thing, regardless of the cost.